And the fourth pasuk of Hey, Olam Hazeh, which externally is the physical, but internally is the way we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad libe el ed v'isecho v'al el botza. These are the two things that is in front of us constantly throughout life. Libi, like we said before, is where my desires pushing me to. What am I thinking about through the course of the day? And these are the two options. Eid v'secho, paying attention to the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the miracles that were revealed in the past of Hashem's Hashkochan Klal Yisrael, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, throughout history, and the daily miracles of how Hashem watches over us. Eid v'secho, the things in the Bria, in history, or even in the, like we're saying, the way Hashem created the world is a testimony that Hashem is an amazing Hashem. They created our eyes that we could see always in focus, always in full color, more sophisticated than any camera, our brains, all the limbs, how everything works, our hands and legs, everything is so amazing. The world around us. Eid v'secho, they're all testimony of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'al el botza. Botza means running after, building up our wealth, power. It's interesting that the term betza is used as running after things to make wealth, but also betza is a lashon of cutting in half. When you cut a bread, it's called to be boitzea, the bread. And basically, that's what's happening. A person who his life is always running after material gain, he's cutting life in half. He's cutting out the spiritual side of his life. He's just living with the physical side. And that's a tragedy, because all the physical things a person has just last for the lifetime, which is short. Even if it's 100 years, it's 100 short years. That's finished. In eternity, he didn't put anything away for that. And he remains with that half, this world, without the Tachlis HaChaim. That we need to see out the Shema Yehuda for also everything needs tefillah. That's why David HaMelech is mispal, hat libit, direct my heart to always be focused on the truth of life. Eid v'secho, that everything in the world, if I open up my eyes, I see this is testimony, this is Hashem's world. When you're walking on the street and you just see a bird starting hopping and suddenly taking off, it's just such an amazing thing. You see a tree and with green leaves, amazing factories with their chlorophyll converting the energy of the sun into making all the different things that are necessary for the energy of producing life in the plants themselves. Whatever it is, if you open up your eyes, you see Hashem all around you. You see the beautiful creation of Hashem. And open eyes to yourself, the amazing Bria that we ourselves are. That's what we mispal for. Hashem, please, make me focus on that and make me happy with the world Hashem put me into, happy with the koichos that I have, and take advantage of them for the full picture, not the botza, not the half a picture. That's just a picture of building up wealth and power in this world. We should be zeichah b'met to take advantage of these beautiful psukim that give us the picture of life, the full picture of life, not the half picture of life. And then when things don't go our way, like we said before, I don't get upset by it. I realize this is another challenge from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he wants me to look at it with the eyes that this is something brought to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not him, it's not her, it's not this, it's not that. It's a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm going to show him that I'm going to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my behavior. And b'seichem yitz Hashem, etshuas olamim.